Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Hey, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Samantha.
And today we are talking to you about the importance of shopping small. Shop Small Saturday is coming up actually this weekend, and we wanted to kind of bring you an episode that not only highlights why shopping small is super important, but also give you a couple of our favorite places to shop small this holiday season. So to kick things off, I'm going to pose it to Samantha. Why do you feel shopping small is important?
Well, for me, shopping small, you know, we've all seen this saying going around on Facebook over the years, I think over the last probably 5 or 6 years, where there's the message that says shopping small enables, or buying from a mom even, enables a child to go to dance classes and, you know, a family to do this versus a CEO getting a new car. And I feel very strongly behind that message that shopping small gives back to the people in our communities. I especially, not just shopping small, but shopping local also helps with your community to build it, not just in the sense of helping your neighbors, but it also gives back differently in the taxes and the way that you pay the city for your licensing and all of the stuff that enables your city to give you more benefits of living there. Amenities, there you go. That's what I was looking for. More amenities and awesome things that they can do for you. So really, shopping small enables a family really to be able to do more of the things that builds our local communities, as well as, you know, our country, our nation, to really boost our economy and to help us be more and do more. So I'm all about supporting small shops, and especially moms, of course.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, the importance, especially over the last 2 years, has really been all of the things that you said with making sure that we're supporting our local economy and we're giving back, but like really actually allowing those people who are small business owners to live out their dream. Like, you're giving them the means to live out their dreams and their passions or whatnot. And whether, regardless of whether or not you buy from them like every month or every year or whatnot, like Shop Small Saturday is really truly about the heart of it all. And like why these small business owners are still here and what you can do to support them to make sure next year you're able to still buy from them. Yeah, so that's where my whole Shop Small thing comes from. It's more about behind the heart of it and giving people the chance to really live out their dreams.
And I think that's also another good piece that you mentioned there with the heart. It's not even just the heart of helping them to live out their dreams, but also the heart and the fact that I'm supporting people that have same values and missions and goals of bettering our world that I do. So like, even, I know these guys aren't small, but like Tom's, the One for One, or things like that. I tend to gravitate towards businesses that have similar values and similar missions that I have, so that together we can have a larger impact. And I think that that's also another reason for shopping small, is the mm-hmm. impact.
Exactly. And the fact that you brought up Tom's too, I mean, they started out as a small business and look at them now. So that's like the thing of investing in those people that you actually have a vested interest in and hold the same values and have the same mission that you do. You could be that person that helps them get to that place that Tom's is. And that's kind of the whole reasoning behind the Shop Small kind of movement that's happening in the country. And it's not to say that you have to buy everything small. Obviously, there are things that you might need that aren't necessarily available in the Shop Small stuff. But planning around some gifts that you really want to purchase this year that have meaning behind it, that allows the people that you're buying from it to hear the story and then perpetuate that kind of pay it forward movement too, is really kind of what I'm super excited for.
Yes, definitely. And I love the shop with meaning portion of it. And that I think is the biggest part of shopping small. It's shopping with meaning, and those meanings being the, you know, building our communities and the heart behind it and the shared values and missions. And you mentioned how Tom started out small, and it made me remember my friends. I have friends that started, actually it's a nonprofit, but it's a place that I love to shop because it is shopping small and it's shopping local for me, but they're called Crochet Kids, and it's spelled with a K, and we'll have the link in the notes. But Crochet Kids is actually a nonprofit that sells items that build their nonprofit, and it gives back to the women in Uganda and in Peru to actually help them to have sustainable lifestyles and to raise their kids with things that most don't have in those areas, which is amazing. And so it's, you know, it's finding companies like that that I absolutely just love, 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 love. But to progress on, I'm going to share a couple other businesses that I think are absolutely fabulous. And there's a couple that are top of mind today because these fabulous, fabulous ladies sent me some wonderful gifts. So as I'm showing Nicole, because nobody can see them.
I was about to ask. I was like, why are you showing the audience? I'm like, they can't see.
I'm like, I'm doing Vanna White here for everybody who can't see. But Rydia of Fringe and Fitness sent me this amazing water bottle that helps me track my water intake. She is fabulous for doing that. And I've already had more than I need for today, but I am ecstatic because I'm terrible at drinking water. If you listen to our self-care episode, like Brittia did, and realize that I need to drink more water, this water bottle is helping me do exactly that, and I love it. She also, along with it, which I love, sent me the packets of supplement, I guess is what it's called, the flavoring for the water, which is awesome because I hate drinking plain water. It's boring to me. So yes, so if you're looking for water bottles or fitness or health related items, definitely go check out Brittia. We'll have her link in the show notes as well.
She actually just launched her apparel too. So she has a lot of fun t-shirts and tank tops and all of that other good stuff that, you know, it's comfortable. It's really nice. The fit of it's great. That's just something that I know personally I love about it, besides the water bottles, which I think are awesome. So definitely in the show notes, go check her out for Shop Small Saturday. I do also believe she's having a Black Friday sale on her website and a Cyber Monday sale too. So super big efforts to shop small.
Awesome. Yes, definitely. So what's one of yours?
Okay. So one of mine is actually the Amen Paper Company. They are a company that I followed for probably 2 years now. Me and my husband have purchased a lot of different artwork from them just because not only are they a little bit more religious and we can buy scriptures from them, but they have an amazing artist who does all of these different types of abstract work that are beautiful. And personally, it's just something because they're also in Charleston, South Carolina, and I think they just moved to Columbus, Georgia too. They're super small, but they give back to their community. Like one of their things is they're not nonprofit, but most of their profits go back to like the local communities, churches, all that stuff that need it. And I love supporting that. Plus, Jess Connolly is the founder of it, and I'm sort of slightly obsessed with her. So yeah, that's another reason why I love it, because I met her 2 or 3 weekends ago, and she's like seriously the most nicest person.
That is so awesome. I love being able to really know the people who run these businesses. I think that's also another good point is, I mean, who doesn't want to support their friends, right? That's another thing that just really drives me to shop small. I want to support everybody I know. And on that topic, one of the other things I just got sent, Laura of Starship Family Journey, just released the official Starship Family Journey logbook, and I absolutely love it. It's so well made, and it's so super adorable. I can't wait for my daughter and my niece to get this. It's got some coloring pages. It has some journaling pages where it's an amazing place for your kids, especially those in the early elementary years or even later elementary years, to be able to, you know, start practice their writing, you know, draw some pictures. I know that both of my nieces, my niece and my daughter, who are both 7, well, my niece is almost 7, but in first grade, they're going to love it. They're absolutely going to, you know, fall over head over heels in love with it because they love to draw and they love to journal and they love to read. And this is a place where they can do all of that. And it's kind of like a kid journal. So I absolutely love it. And I love that it's sprinkled in with all of the amazing coloring pages because, you know, what kid doesn't like to color?
I know. You were showing it to me too. And it's like, just, it's fantastic. Like the way that it's laid out with the little like thing that has a hook on it. I mean, it's just, it's like perfect for a kid to just be able to pick up off of their wall, be able to draw, write out, do whatever they want, and not necessarily have to worry about ruining something.
Exactly, exactly. And it's super good quality. I know you can't tell, but these pages are not thin. Like markers are not going to bleed through these. It's awesome. And I can't wait. My daughter's going to love it.
Love that. All right. So the next one for me for Shop Small, I just was able to talk to this lovely lady named Rachel Cars this last week. And lo and behold, she has a jewelry company. And I did not know this, but her jewelry is so awesome. If you really like delicate, simple, like fun jewelry that you can wear anytime, like it doesn't have to be brought out for a special occasion or for a photo shoot, her jewelry, which is Rachel Lynn Jewelry, so we'll have it in the show notes, is the place to go. In the sense of, you know, everything that's going on, I do believe that her jewelry company is going to take off in 2017. So you probably will never get them as for what they cost now. I don't know if she's doing a Black Friday or Shop Small Saturday or Cyber Monday giveaway or flash sale just yet, but we'll kind of update the show notes as it goes too. So if you're coming back on Saturday to look, we'll kind of update it as we get things going.
Yeah, and I definitely want to mention that I don't know if any necessarily, I mean, I know we talked about Britia's having one, but the people we're mentioning don't necessarily have a sale, but they are still great people to buy from.
Yes.
So, yeah. And then for the last one that I want to share today, it's Brianna Thomas. If you're in the Savvy group, you've probably seen her around. She's done Heather's makeup on many occasions. And I got to meet Brianna at the Savvy Experience. And she does skincare and makeup. So it's not just makeup. But what she did was she gave us a sampling of some of her skincare. And one of them was this lip balm that was amazing. So recently, my 7-year-old had licked her lips so much that she had that lovely chapped mustache going on where it was like deep red and peeling skin. And we tried other chapsticks and it wasn't working. And so I finally searched around and I found Brianna's lip balm, and we used this for 2 days, and I applied it about 2 to 3 times a day, you know, after she'd eaten meals and things like that where it fully rubbed off and whatnot. And in 2 days, or even I think slightly less than 2 days, it was completely gone after being there for about a week. And it was amazing. And I'm very impressed. And I absolutely love the quality and just how, like, it doesn't have awful scents or, you know, weird tastes or anything. It's just awesome. And so if you're looking for really good, all natural, handmade beauty and makeup products, definitely check out Brianna. We'll have her link in the show notes as well, but amazing, amazing.
All right. So to keep things moving, I actually have two for my last. The first one is Aubrey Mathis Company, Today Mesa. And I say this because during the holiday season, we are not kind of in this bubble where tragedy does not strike. So if there is something that happens this holiday season, or if you know someone that's going through something, her website, Today May Suck, was all about, in times of tragedy, how to just give something to someone that's basically like, this sucks, and I'm sorry, but I don't know what else to say. She has coffee mugs, she has t-shirts, she has just fun little things that you can just purchase and really give someone kind of the support that they need during the holiday season if something does go wrong. And I just know that that's something, if I would have had last holiday season, I would have probably been way happier.
And I wanted to chime in too, and definitely agree with you on Aubrey and Today May Suck. I had an amazing coffee chat with her when I first found out about her company. And I have to say that not only does tragedy seem to strike around the holidays, but even for those where tragedy struck earlier in the year, this is going to be their first holiday without somebody, or where they might be remembering something that happened earlier in the year. And it's still great for those occasions. As somebody who went through an ordeal 5 years ago with the loss of my dad, her stuff literally hit home. Like, I was looking at it and I was like, you have no idea how much, like, these are the things that literally I wanted to hear. It wasn't the, oh, you know, I'll keep you in my thoughts and prayers, and a lot of the cliche things that people say. I mean, those are great and well received and kind-hearted, but in all honesty, at that point, there's a certain point where you reach the Like, I've heard it enough, yes. And the realism is it sucks. Like, it just sucks. And I just want somebody to be like, I'm sorry, it sucks, and I'm going to sit here with you. And we can scream, yell, cry, whatever it is. And that's what Aubrey's stuff is about. It's about really digging in and just being real and saying, you know what? I don't have anything to say that's going to make this any better. So I'm just going to be honest and say it sucks. And it's awesome. And I think her stuff, one, gives the comfort, but it gives a little bit of humor too in saying it sucks, because you kind of breathe, like you release that tension of just, yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what makes it so great is, while it seems a little crass to some, really the person who's experiencing it probably just needs to hear, I'm sorry, it sucks.
Oh yeah. And I mean, because I also had a coffee chat with her a couple weeks ago, and how her company came about and the story behind it and all that other stuff, which we'll have links to in the show notes so this episode doesn't go over like, you know, a million minutes more than it needs to. It's the realness of it and kind of really being able to relate to that. But yes, so if you know someone who may be having a hard time this holiday season, definitely go to Today May Suck. Even if not, you might actually just really enjoy her products too, because they're actually, they're just awesome. And my last one is my very good girlfriend, Morgan Gardner, and her country music duo partner, Courtney Dash.
Their band name is Hadley Park.
Just released their first EP last week called Retrospect, and it is now available for download on iTunes. And their EP is amazing. Me and my husband have listened to it multiple times, and it's just one of those ones where there are songs for everyone. So that's one of the things, if you're needing some uplifting music but don't want to necessarily go to the holiday channel yet, go down there, download their EP for like the cost of what a Starbucks latte would be.
So yes, so definitely we've given you a couple of options. We'll include a few more links in the show notes. So definitely head over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com to check out all of those awesome, awesome small businesses that you can buy from this holiday season. And remember that in shopping small, you are giving back to communities. You're helping families to build dreams and to really build memories as well. And so just shop with meaning and shop with your heart. And so we thank you so much for joining us. To continue the conversation, head over to the Beautifully Bold in Business Facebook group. And remember, if you like this episode or any of the other episodes, to please hop on over to iTunes and leave us a review. We very much thank you for that.
Yes. And remember, shop small, people, it matters.
Yes. All right. Well, we thank you so much. And you won't be hearing from us this Thursday, because we want you all to have a fabulous, fabulous Thanksgiving holiday. We'll be back again next week. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.